This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman. We know Bayside.
They're flat out this morning at the Chisholm and Gayman offices. That's why I'm not looking at them, but I've got them on the phone. Good morning, Torsten Casper.
Good morning, Eddie. How are you?
I'm well, my friend. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you.
And on the other line, Sam Gayman.
Good morning, Eddie. Good morning, Torsten. How are you, Sam? Excellent, thanks. How exciting has the year been with 100% success rate on our first auction weekend last week and great auctions yesterday as well.
Great news, Sammy. And on the third line, our guest for this morning, Dan from Aqua Finance. Morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are well.
So, Dan, look, there's been plenty of news in the environment as far as long-term outlook, mid-term fixed rates, short-term points, the bonds market. There's information overload at the moment. How do you see things?
Yeah, it's a good point you bring up. It's been a very, very active start to 2017.
Is that because of Trumponomics?
Oh, look, I don't think so. No, Eddie. I think the biggest things that we've noticed so far in this year, and again, it was stuff that we touched on last year, but it's the changes in investment home loan or investment loan lending in Australia.
Yep.
I think the biggest piece of news that came out about one and a half weeks ago was what the Commonwealth Bank has had to do in terms of their changing of their lending policy around investment loans. What they've actually done is they have withdrawn completely from refinancing standalone investment loans from other banks. So that is the biggest news. So, for example, if you've got an investment loan with ANZ and you would just like to refinance the investment loan only across to the Commonwealth Bank,
you can't do it.
You can't do it.
No.
That includes Bankwest, who Commonwealth Bank also own. So that's the biggest policy shift so far in 2017.
Wow.
And Dan, what's the reason for CBA? Because I'm also hearing from a few of our developer clients that CBA are retreating on accepting bank guarantees. There seems to be, you know, a number of little technical things that they're doing which are creating some pretty significant hurdles for the marketplace. And in my experience, when a bank does that, it starts creating a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Look, I think the reason around the investment lending specifically is because you might remember during our discussions last year that ASIC have come in and they've put a regulation around the amount of investment lending that banks can hold on their loan books. And I would suggest that based on this move from CBA, ASIC have done a review on the amount of investment lending that CBA currently hold on their books. And they've said, look, you guys have reached your limit or you're getting close to it. So they've had to make this policy shift. The reason that the investment lending is such a problem and it's now being regulated so heavily is because predominantly an investment loan set up on an interest-only basis. And what ASIC want to see is customers reducing debt rather than just having it sit stagnant and still owing the same amount in 3, 4, 5 years' time than what you started with.
But aren't you relying then on capital growth?
Absolutely you are, Eddie. From an investor's point of view, you want to do this. You want to be interest only. You want to chip away and pay off your home loan as quickly as possible. And the simple reason is you enjoy a tax break on the investment loan. So from an investor's point of view, it's perfect. But what ASIC is saying is we want to see the level of debt that Australians hold reduce over time, whether it be owner-occupied loans or investment, rather than have it stay stagnant.
Yeah, look, I guess the philosophy, you can understand some of the merits of that, but certainly in a open economy, which we are, you know, there are people that have got different levels of appetite for different levels of risk. So it's going to be an interesting environment over the next 2 to 3 years just to see what impact that has on the general economy and also on the property market, because you know, a number of projects would not get off the ground if there weren't people prepared to take some risk, and hence, you know, they get the reward when that does come off. So it'll be an interesting environment, but I guess the concern that I have, if it goes too far the other way and you make it too difficult for buyers to get into properties or to buy investment properties, then the whole thing stagnates and you end up having a negative impact and the market comes down where it needn't have. So that's the concern that I have from an observation point of view. And that's where I say it is a bit of a self-fulfilling. If you have if all the banks follow a totally conservative approach, that starts to close some doors, which actually will have a big impact on the property market.
This is The Real Estate Show, back shortly.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
9531 1245 is the one central number to call for Chisholm and Gayman Bayside. 9531 1245 for all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales. 9531 1245. Four offices. Torsten, where are they?
They're in Port Melbourne, Elwood, Blackrock and Mount Martha, Eddie.
And we continue now with our special guest, Dan from Aqua Finance.
So, Dan, I guess the key theme here has been equity, and there's no, I guess our number one asset, which we all hope has got some equity, is our house or our villa unit or our townhouse or apartment. And that's there's some good news in that, isn't there?
Oh, look, there is some fabulous news around owner-occupied lending on a loan front. Just to give you a bit of a snippet on some of the things that are available. One, you might have heard in the news over the last few weeks that interest rates have increased. That has only been on investment loans. So you're still getting an absolute record low interest rate on your home loan. In addition to that, the banks have relaxed their policies around genuine savings on home loan lending, in particular for first home buyers.
Dan, how did they define genuine savings?
Okay, excellent point. What happens is each time there's a first home buyer, or any buyer for that matter, that's looking to borrow more than 80% of the value of the property, you have to demonstrate genuine savings. That can either be equity in another property, that's classed as genuine savings. It can also be savings that a customer has built up over a period of time, or savings that's been held in the customer's account for a period of time.
Can it be your super?
No, it cannot be your super. And some banks will also, if you've been paying rent, they'll also look at the rent that you've been paying as genuine savings.
Okay.
The biggest shift in this right now is that some banks like ING, Suncorp, NAB, now only require genuine savings if you're borrowing above 90%. Where you used to have to demonstrate genuine savings for 80% or greater, there are now options where parents can help out with a gift as long as the loan-to-value ratio does not exceed 90%. So that's a really positive move.
Okay.
The next big thing is because the home loan lending space is so competitive, there are a number of cashback offers that banks are offering to sway people to refinance their home loans. To give you an example, NAB are offering $1,500 cashback. To move from one bank across to them. And Westpac and ANZ are also offering $1,200 and $1,250 respectively to refinance across to them as well. So the costs associated with shifting are normally between $300 and $400 if you're on a variable rate loan. So you're actually making money to look at doing that type of exercise.
But playing the devil's advocate here, Dan, the banks will make it up further down the line.
Well, look, generally speaking, they will. You're paying interest on the loan, of course, so they're in it to make a profit for their shareholders.
Absolutely.
Course. But if you are moving to a slightly better deal than you're on, and the costs to do that outweigh the benefit, by enjoying this cash back, you're effectively moving for nothing.
Sure.
So it absolutely can be a win-win for the borrower.
Sure. Sammy?
And Dan, what sort of rates are the homeowners being offered on the owner-occupier loans at the moment?
Yeah, look, Sam, good question. Interest rates, it used to be so easy to quote, but there's so many tiers now. I'll give you a specific example. If you look at borrowing, say, around, say, $500,000 and your loan-to-value ratio is 80% or less, the variable interest rate that you're going to be paying is somewhere between probably 3.85 to about, say, 4%, somewhere in that range. All right, and that gives you a pretty good guide on an owner-occupied loan. If you're looking at an investment loan, however, you're going to be paying somewhere around about 4.2-4.3% as a variable option.
This is The Real Estate Show, back in a tick.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
We continue. Sammy.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie. So, Dan, I guess we get thrown a lot of questions about timing to sell, and part of that is, you know, people wondering what's going to happen with rates over the next 12 months. So, I mean, we've heard there's some great rates there, some good opportunities for clients to consider locking in, whether it's a portion or the full amount, depending on their situation. So what do you think the predictions are likely to be if you're forecasting?
Based on the RBA met for the first time on the first Tuesday of this month, the commentary that came out of